Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
All right, we're back. My fellow head, Mike Lindell, is joining us next segment. After he leaves, for a couple segments, we're going to go back to your calls. And then we've got Gerald Celente coming up. And I want to go to people who can hold the longest. Manny and then Emma. Manny's in Florida. Emma's in California. Manny, welcome. Tell us your view on the vaccine or what you witnessed.
Hi. By the way, I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh, and now I follow you because, you know, you're a great dude. I seen you when I was a kid face-to-face. You gave me some good advice. Now I see what the real reality is. My mother-in-law has taken the vaccine, and she's having a problem that I've seen on TikTok. That her leg won't lift, and there was a woman on TikTok that had the same problem and said,
"Yeah, millions have it. It's called Guillain-Barré, and it's the nerve endings not working. Yeah, it can totally paralyze you and kill you."
Yeah, and then my father-in-law, who threatened my life because I refused to let my wife and my three kids, and also she's pregnant with my current even youngest child.
Oh, wow. So even the husband of the lady that's been hurt by it now wants you to hurt your children with it.
Yes. And I literally got arrested for defending myself. In Florida, we have a law called the Castle Doctrine.
What an incredible. So he came over to kick your ass because he's the big hero because you wouldn't take an experimental pharma shot. Wow.
Yes. And I refused my lady and the kids to take it too, which even a nurse said that she doesn't recommend the women to take it.
Oh, exactly. But notice how every grandpa now, and I'm not bashing grandpas, but that's what's happening.
Yeah.
He's the enforcer. He's the doctor. He's going to make sure you take it.
Yeah, and now the cops actually seen my flag that I have. I have 1776, We the People, the American flag, the Betsy Ross flag, and they literally said the only thing that they're going to arrest me on is prior charges of felony battery.
Well, it sounds like his father-in-law is an idiot.
I pushed him because he threatened my life to say that he was going to kill me in my own home. And the Catholic doctrine clearly states that I was correct. I even told the cops that by law, you're violating my constitutional rights, and it's illegal for you to arrest me when he's the one that...
Well, Manny, you're a good father, and they're going to wage war on all of us. This is just getting started. Thank you so much, Manny. Bruce in... Oh, no. No, it was Emma. Emma in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Yes, thanks for taking the call. So my good friend's husband, who's 80 years old, took the first vaccine in February. We tried to talk him out of that one, but he was so scared. His image was, I don't want to be on a respirator, so he took it. But we talked him out of the second one because we showed him all the facts. But unfortunately, 2 months ago, he started seeing blood, and then his platelets went really low, down to 53.
Yeah, that's the thing. It attacks your kidneys and your blood, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is what's interesting, though. So they didn't tell the hospital that he took the vaccine because they heard that sometimes when you say that, they won't treat you. So the doctor let it slip and said, oh, that's kind of funny. We see these cases mostly in people who have been vaccinated. So that's one thing that's really strange. And then the second thing was, if had they told him in the hospital that he had the vaccine, they said that insurance wouldn't have covered a COVID-19 vaccine injury. So, and then now it turns out he has leukemia, and he's being treated for leukemia because that's the only thing that will try to get his blood platelets down is by using chemo. So that's
because it's creating the spike protein that basically is.
Yeah.
It's creating spike protein that basically is a blood platelet. Wow,
and
pure evil.
And he's really healthy. And, you know, it's not like he's a totally healthy 8-year-old, plays tennis 4 times a week. He's healthy. He's never had any.
Well, is he awake now? Because before he dies, he needs to warn some people.
Yeah, well, I don't know that they're willing to do that. You never know. He might.
That's incredible. They don't have a life force or an instinct. I'm not against this guy, but he needs to warn people. Who was the famous guy that played Pharaoh in the Ten Commandments? Yul Brynner. And before he died, he said, whatever you do, don't smoke. He had lung cancer. They say tens of millions of folks quit smoking. I know my uncle quit smoking from that. Just whatever you do, don't smoke. Stop smoking. And all these folks dying of these things, they need to get up there. They need to speak out. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. All right. We've got a very special guest straight ahead. Stay with us. X2 has been our number one bestseller over the years. Deep Earth Crystal Iodine, the good halogen. It is essential for all actions in the body. You must have it to live. The UN estimates 2 billion plus people have cognitive disabilities because they don't have enough iodine. We have X2 in two different bottles, same amount in each bottle, but one has a spray top, one has a dropper top. 60% off on the spray top, 40% off on the dropper top for a limited time because they're both selling out. I want to thank all the supporters that have gotten these over the years. They're amazing, so that's a great deal for you to stock up on it. But this deal is really for folks that have been on the fence and haven't experienced the good halogen for yourself. So, X2, the dropper bottle and the spray bottle, 60 and 40% off for a limited time because it's selling out right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to keep the sale going until it sells out. It'll probably take about 2 weeks. Don't procrastinate. Take advantage of this special right now at InfoWarsStore.com and check out the new products we just got in as well.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've got our special guest, Mike Lindell of MikeLindell.com, who's been really leading the effort to expose the fraudulent election of 2020. But the Democrats say, how dare you question any election, even though they said they were going to challenge this election no matter what. But here are top Democrats agreeing with the founder of MyPillow.com. Here it is.
I continue to think that our voting machines are too vulnerable.
Our researchers have repeatedly demonstrated that ballot recording machines and other voting systems are susceptible to tampering.
Even hackers with limited prior knowledge, tools, and resources are able to breach voting machines in a matter of minutes.
In 2018, electronic voting machines in Georgia and Texas deleted votes for certain candidates or switched votes from one candidate to another.
The biggest seller of voting machines is doing something that violates Cybersecurity 101, directing that you install remote access software, which would make a machine like that, you know, a magnet for fraudsters and hackers.
These voting machines can be hacked quite easily.
You could easily hack into them. It makes it seem like all these states are doing different things, but in fact, three companies are controlling this.
It is the individual voting machines that pose some of the greatest risks.
There are a lot of states that are dealing with antiquated machines, right, which are vulnerable to being hacked.
Workers were able to easily hack into an electronic voting machine. It was possible to switch votes.
43% of American voters use voting machines that researchers have found have serious security flaws, including back doors.
We know how vulnerable now our systems were. I know the hackathon that took place last year where virtually every machine was broken into fairly quickly.
I actually held a demonstration for my colleagues here at the Capitol where we brought in folks who, before our eyes, hacked elections.
This goes on for an hour. I'm not going to play it all. Mike Lindell of MyPillow.com is here with us. And I want to just say something before we get into the latest numbers and him being vindicated and all the stuff that's coming out, whether it's August that Trump can be reinstated or September, October. It doesn't matter. It's about our election integrity. It's about not letting them steal the midterms. And Mike Lindell's right. You've got to be positive and point out they stole this election with the evidence. You've got to say we want Trump reinstated or it's never going to happen. You've got to believe, and that's how we bring them down because we have the evidence. But talk about a trailblazer. Sued by all these big groups, attacked, lied about, demonized, with all the evidence of the hacking that went on and the ballot harvesting and the stuffing and all of this being confirmed and the ballots that weren't folded and the Scantron ballots and all of it, thank God for Mike Lindell and his spirit and what he's done. And now it's gone from when he started 6-7 months ago questioning from 60% of Republicans questioning to 80%+. And it's gone from 50% of Democrats questioning up to 40%. So the vast majority of Americans, on average about 60% and growing, know the election was stolen. So the majority of people know the truth. The question is, then how do we see that reinstatement? Or because now the courts, the lawsuits are getting filed, confirming with the evidence of fraud in Georgia and other states like Arizona, we now have the real proof for courts. So, Mike Lindell, thank you for being a trailblazer. Tell us the latest information.
Well, it's all good. We got great things are coming, everybody. Everybody knows on January 9th, I got attacked because starting from that point on, because, you know, in November and December, I was like everybody else. I was like all these deviations. You're going, what happened? What happened? Well, I kept looking at numbers and looking at different states and counties. And one of the things I felt I noticed was the numbers were too big. It had to be done by computers or machines. There wasn't enough people to put that many ballots through to change that many. And when I got this evidence on January 9th, totally different. It explained everything. It was a hack with the machines. So what I ever since that day for 5 months now, I've been attacked almost daily. And so what I'm doing now, it's a cyber symposium. It's August 10th, 11th, and 12th. And you're going to see starting this week, Wednesday morning at 10 a.m., you're going to get one of the biggest announcements you've ever heard. It'll be heard around the world, and it involves this symposium. It's not open to the public. Everybody needs to watch it. It'll be 72 hours streamed on frankspeech.com. We're bringing in all the cyber experts. We're bringing in all the, I invited all the government, all of our government, state legislatures, federal, attorney generals, governors, and all the media. And what we're going to do, we're going to show them all the packet captures from the whole election. Everything was captured from start to finish. The evidence is not subjective. It is 100%. You can't argue it. And when we do that, right after that, we're going to be bringing the case to the Supreme Court with the states as the plaintiffs. And I truly believe, because it's non-subjective evidence, they can't say 8-1 or 7-2. It'll be 9-0 to bring this election down. I've said it before. Every election in our country's history, the person that won, if, when fraud was involved, gets put back in. There's no statute of limitations. So you, the statute of limitations are gone. I mean, in this, they're gonna reinstate Donald Trump this fall, and the mainstream media, the media has been slamming. Mike Lindell backs up on his claim of August. Well, excuse me, I'm off by a month or so. But the bottom line is this is going to be taken down. Also, the day of the symposium, the 3 days, we're going to show an alternative way to get rid of these machines and an alternative way to vote. I've already seen it, Alex. It is 100%. I don't believe you could hack it ever. And it's going to be amazing. We got a lot of changes coming up, and we're going to get our country back.
Well, Mike, most people don't have the courage you've got to put your money where your mouth is and do rallies all over the country and to put tens of millions of dollars into all the research. And now all these cyber experts are coming out and they're confirming that there was access into the computers and erasing of the rolls and then lying about it. And then now look at Arizona where they keep battling to never release it to the legislature under law where they may have to arrest them. What are they hiding?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want everybody to know I have the packet captures of the whole election. So no matter what would happen in the states, you don't need that. If you have the packet captures in cyber forensics, you have everything you need. But now if you didn't have them, now you need to do these audits, a full forensic audit, which is the machines, the ballots, and the routers. Now, what's in a router? You have packet captures in routers.
But that's what I was about to say. They are not releasing that under court order. Why would they release it if there wasn't fraud?
100%. This is the thing. And you ask yourself this, like, you can bring it right down to why is Doug Ducey, the governor of Arizona, such an obstructionist, and he's a Republican? These county board members, Republicans, why are they obstructing? What are they hiding? Are they doing it because they don't want their party in power anymore? I don't get it. And then you've got Brian Kemp in Georgia, Brad Raffensperger. You guys, when the dust clears here, they got to answer to the American people. Are they traitors? Why would they do this to them? Why wouldn't they say, hey, you got a court order, go in and look at whatever you wanted. It shouldn't have even came to a court order. We own these machines, everybody.
That's right.
The public, we paid for them. In Georgia, Brian Kemp bought $107 million of Dominion machines in 2019 on taxpayer money, everybody. On taxpayer money. Explain yourself.
Well, let's expand on that. The Democrats are now really scared of what's coming out. The Justice Department's trying to block it. They're trying to block what the states are doing. They're trying to block what you're doing. Again, this shows total guilt. Plus, I understand you're right. It's the hacking is the main way they do it. But you also have them grabbing the suitcases out, running the same ballots. That's all confirmed. Falsifying tallies. I mean, we got them at every level.
Right. I call that the organic theft, Alex. I did a speech yesterday in California, and they asked me, they go, Mike, but does your data show that he won California, Donald Trump? And I said, well, let me tell you, there's two kinds that I call a crime. One of them is the cyber crime, the biggest crime against our country. I can't even believe it's historical proportion. Now, if you take the cyber crime out of California, Donald Trump still loses by a little bit. But if you add in, now this is subjective because I don't know how broad it is. If you add in the organic crime, which means illegal aliens voting, minors voting, non-residents voting, people that had seven ballots sent to them
dead
voting. People that pulled suitcases out from under tables voting. If you add that in, he wins even California. It was the biggest. It was 80 million. This is the real totals, and we're going to show this at the symposium.
All right, so our final segment with Mike Lindell giving us an update. We got something very exciting to talk about as well. MyPillow.com, promo code Alex. I misspoke. It's 66% off up to that.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? going through a divorce. Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Certainly fighting back against tyranny. He's certainly a man of action. And the vast majority of Americans agree with him. And the evidence is just pouring out. What do you expect the establishment to do as this evidence becomes overwhelming, Mike Lindell? And why are you so confident Trump will be reinstated? I mean, you've been saying that for 6 months. Trump's talking about reinstatement, handing him with Democrats. What would be the process of making the puppet President Biden step down?
Well, after we do the cyber symposium on the 10th, 11th, and 12th, we've already got the case ready. It'll be the states. They'll be the plaintiffs. We'll bring it to the Supreme Court. It's called a quo warranto. And when we bring it there, they're going to pull it down 9-0. They'll have a lot of options. So they could push it back to the states. But because it was an attack by China, we believe that they'll just pull it down 9-0. Now they could, because it affects so many down tickets too, maybe they'll say, hey, you need to do a new election. I don't know that part. I'm not with them. But in every other case, everybody, in the country's history, they take the winner and put him back in right away, and they finish out that term. Now, everybody always asks me, well, would Donald Trump get extra time? And according to my lawyers and stuff, it doesn't look like he would. He would just go right up to the 2024 election, and that would be it. But as we know, everything going on right now, time is of the essence, because our country is getting destroyed day by day by day with decisions that are coming out of D.C. And it's not helping anyone, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's not helping any people. It's helping other countries.
And Mike, when you talk to Trump, I mean, he's come out and said, I think I may be reinstated. Evidence is coming out. I know you talked to him. But what is he saying? Does he seem positive, or where is Trump in all this?
He seems very positive, because he sees other things happening on other fronts, like, you know, Arizona, that audit coming out. They found all that, all the stuff they're finding in Georgia. We have new audits starting in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. This is all going to come crumbling down like dominoes. And, you know, he's getting validated for everything he said in November and December. Of course, this election was stolen. So it's validated. He's just getting validated and proven right. Whenever I talk to him, he's very concerned about the time factor. He tells people, they'll say, you know, there's not going to be a 2022 or a 2024. We have to address 2020. And you've got to fix the pathway going forward, too. There can't be machines. And also, he's worried about especially the border, the stuff that's going on down there that he put in place, and all of these things that he put in place, these great things that manifested to December of 2019, when we were all in our happy place. Everybody that kind of consumer confidence at an all-time high. Well, those were manifested from great political decisions made by Donald Trump. He's very positive. There's been a big shift, because I think everybody in our country, you know, as days go by, more and more evidence keeps coming out in spite of the media trying to stop us. They've attacked me. You know what I did, Alex, the other day? I thanked all of the media, from Huffington Post to Politico, Daily Beast, Business Insider. New York Times, CNN. I thank them all because they're the only ones that kept me in the news and attacked me every day. Mike Lindell lost four more retailers. I said, did you hear about China, the attack through the machines? Did you hear about Dominion? And every day I got attacked, but at least I was able to voice what I wanted to say. Shame on Fox. Where have they been?
And by the way, it's coming out now that they hacked Microsoft with Bill Gates' help, all of it. I mean, we literally are under Chi-Com attack, and China Joe is controlled by them. I mean, he's got to go, even if he'd won the election, which he didn't. He's got to go. He's a Chinese spy.
Yeah. And, you know, all these two, when you find out all this stuff with Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg, and Jack Dorsey, and Google, all these that were in on it. I mean, you know. Oh, great.
They put billions of dollars in to manipulate local votes and everything else. It's insane.
Yeah. Oh, they did more than that. It's all going to come out. Jack Dorsey especially. Well, Mark Zuckerberg, too. But Jack Dorsey, I mean, they broke laws clear back to the primaries with Dr. Shiva in Massachusetts. He got caught red-handed doing stuff for the Secretary of State. And all this stuff's going to come out. But that's after the fact.
Absolutely, Mike. Listen, you've been gracious to come on in your car in a parking lot there in your minivan. We really appreciate you. But I want to talk about something. Keeping you operating and your thousands of employees, the spiral of the persecution, keeping InfoWars on air. Talk about 360 Win. I've already bought your products for years. Everybody I know loves your products, but you're offering them at the lowest price ever, literally, to our listeners with promo code Alex. And you've got dog beds, cat beds now. You've got incredible human beds that are revolutionary at a very low price. You've got your towels that are that my wife loves, already had them before this. The pillows, obviously, and the Giza sheets and all of it. If people go to MyPillow.com and at checkout, put in Alex, you get up to 66% off. And, hey, a lot of you did it. It got some great support into InfoWars to keep us on air. So, Mike, tell us about MyPillow.com promo code Alex.
Yeah, it's up to 66% off, everybody. But I want to tell you just a couple of them that I'm only offering to Alex, to your listeners, and it's basically a radio podcast special. We're doing this week. I passed the savings of all of the box stores that have canceled MyPillow and attacked our company, and I have 2,500 employees you're supporting. Well, the towels are regular.
Be clear about that. You're cutting out the middleman and instead helping radio shows and shows that help the truth out, and you're doing a great job. Exactly. Up to 66% off. Tell folks about it.
Right, and the towels are normally $109.99. They're only $39.99, the lowest price in history. You have Giza Dream Sheets. I'm going to put them at 50% off. And those are the lowest price ever, as low as $49.99 for a set of the greatest sheets ever. You've got my brand new bed commercial. My bed I developed just came out. You guys got it checked out. There's no bed like it in the world. And then, you know, you've got my pillows, my regular premium pillows that are normally $69.99. These are the ones you see in the box stores I have left, like where they're $39.99 and up to $69.99, only $29.99. So what I've done is to help out, like your show, with your show, Alex, and all these other podcasts and people that have been canceled out, and to help my pillow. I'm just passing the savings directly on to the public.
And by the way, Mike, let me explain this. They've taken the sponsorship in the last 5 years from all major nationalists and Patriot Radio. I talked to everyone. They said, you didn't know Lindell is the guy keeping most of talk radio afloat and all your employees? I mean, literally, you are a superstar, bro, and our listeners buying your great products are as well. We've got to build our own economy. We've got to have our own system. And people don't know how tenuous this is. I mean, how important this funding is and how great these products are.
Right. Well, it's like helping a cause and you get something great in return. I mean, this was a perfect fit. When they canceled out 24 retailers, they canceled, I mean, part of the cancel culture from Costco, Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, all the shopping channels. So I just said, you know what? And they usually take 50-some% of everybody's product in this country. So we're passing the savings on. That's why we can not only save you all kinds of money, but you're right. Supporting all the podcasters that have been canceled on crooked YouTube and
hold on. I know you got to go. Jacob in Ohio. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good, brother.
Great last caller. I just wanted to start with plugging your sleep supplements. It's basically the only way I get sleep anymore with all the gaslighting, demoralization, and absurdity. It's like we're living in a twilight zone, man.
All right, Eric in New Hampshire. Eric, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. If I could, I just want to throw a quick plug out for one of the products. The X2 does wonders. I recommend it to everybody. If you're on the fence about it, get off the fence. Get the product. Support the InfoWars.
Tyler in Maine. You're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. It's great to be on with you. It's an honor.
Honor to talk to you.
Awesome. So first thing I wanted to do is say I love the products. Alpha Power, even at 29. If you ask my better half, she loves it, and it helps in the bedroom. So just number one for viewers.
Well, it definitely works. It's not a joke.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
All right, a few more minutes with Mike Lindell here on the Alex Jones Show, then I'm going right to Brian, Denise, Eva, Rose and Alice that have been patiently holding to tell their vaccine stories. Again, Mike Lindell, MyPillow.com. We're working with him, and he's really been great. His people have been great. And I hadn't called him in a couple of weeks since he was on. They're contacting us saying, hey, do you want the money from the rev share? And I'm like, oh, yeah, the rev share. He just offered you a promo code in there. I just wanted to support what he's doing because I know the enemy's coming after him. Because we're in the same boat, Mike Lindell and I. We've been attacked by the same people, the same Democratic Party, the same law firms trying to shut us down. But we're happy about it. We're charging for it because we know we're doing the right thing. You know, I just want to say this in closing. When you were on Jimmy Kimmel and he tried to discredit you and you were so charming You just totally disarmed him, and then they said the public loved you even more after that. You are just a very likable guy. So I think it's not just great products you've got. I mean, what is it, Mike, about you that you're just so likable? Because I'd already bought your products years ago just because you were so likable, and then I loved them. But you've got what they call high Q scores in TV.
Well, I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, we do all our own commercials. I've just always enjoyed helping people, and the products I make is problem solution, and they help people. And I love hearing people's response, and I guess when I believe in something, I'm all in, and I do my due diligence. So it's pretty hard. Like when I'm Jimmy Kimmel, I'm just be myself, and I'm going, you know, I'm not going to change, but I don't have to worry about changing any answers. And you know, I want to say something about Jimmy Kimmel. When I was on there, I wanted to reach the other side. You know, I wanted to reach the Democrats and stuff and get the word out so they really know that this happened. And Jimmy had read my book, and halfway through the interview, we went to a commercial. And I said, Jimmy, you know, they tried to cancel you out last summer because you had done blackface in the 90s. And I said, Jimmy, remember when they tried to do that to you? And he goes, we have something in common there. And Jimmy goes, Mike, the difference is I did something bad. All you did was back a man you believe in. And I thought that was, and then at the end of the interview, he shook my hand. I think he was kind of torn when he did his interview because he's seen, I mean, I didn't go in there with any vengeance or anything.
Oh, to be clear, Jimmy Kimmel's a fan of my show. I'll leave it at that. I'm not going to get into inside baseball, but he overall is a good guy that's halfway sold his soul. But I'm just saying the intent was by the executives to make you look bad. It backfired on him. So now I notice they try to not give you any coverage.
Yeah, absolutely. They want to attack me. That was part of the big attack that's been going on. They just want to wipe out my pillow and wipe out my voice. And I have God's blessed me with a very big platform. And if I can't, if they wanted to, that's why that was an all out attack from bots and trolls to this cancel culture. And I was number one on the list, and everybody, they went after everybody, they thought Jimmy was going to be the last nail. And he actually got a lot of flack for, and so did ABC for letting me on. Why did you let Mike Lindell on? Why did you let him out? You know, because he didn't treat me bad enough, I guess.
Amazing. In closing, what else you want to add about the stolen election, where this is going? And one more plug for, like you said, some of the biggest sales you've ever had, particularly in towels, MyPillow.com, and promo code Alex to get that big discount.
Yeah, I just want to tell everybody, keep the faith and go out there with no fear, everybody. It's all coming. We're on the downhill. It's easy. Going to be easy now. We've turned the corner. Everything is going to end up great. We're going to look back and say all this had to happen to get to this great place we're going. I want to thank everybody for your continued support. I've never reached out for any money to get money for all the millions of dollars I've spent on this, but you know, by helping my pillow and by helping your show here with Alex and using his promo code, I'm passing the savings. I'll give you that towel one more time. Normally, $109.99 for $39.99. This is a six-piece set. Six towels, or two towels, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And this is the best proprietary technology there is in towels. They actually work. They dry you. And they're soft. They're the most amazing towels you'll ever use. Remember, all my products are a 60-day money-back guarantee. I'll say one more thing, too. Connected to my pillow, I have another square, which is called mystore.com. These are all entrepreneurs in our country that have products up there that are USA-made. Remember, they're at mypillow.com. Your promo code, Alex, can also get you up to 66% of all those products. So there's over 200, 300 products at mypillow.com, which we're passing the savings on to you, and you're supporting great causes and great stations.
All right, Mike Lindell, thank you so much for staying 30, 40 minutes with us. We really appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon. One more time, because your Skype was cutting out some, because my guys came to me. They said you were saying, hey, use your marketplace. Exactly. They're trying to shut us all down. We're going to move our stuff over to your marketplace as well. I want to support all those independent nationalists, conservatives, and Christians that have been targeted. They're now under your umbrella. That's a great idea. I like Bongino trying to get a money processor, too, that won't censor. He's doing good. I'm going to support that. Right. We're working with them now. Tell us one more time about that new marketplace. That's a great idea.
It's mystore.com.
Mystore.com. All right. I'm going to talk to you in the morning off air. Thank you so much, sir, and Godspeed. All right, there goes Mike Lindell. His Skype perfectly broke up right as the interview ended. That guy's 100% for real. I've met him, I've talked to him, and I've checked him out. And what good guys. You know, they're calling us, hey, you didn't collect the money you just made up. I'm like, wow. And so that partnership should really help us stay on air because it's been a I'm not complaining. It's just I don't want to spend my time trying to raise money. And I'm not complaining. I mean, you know, cry me a river. I'm just saying I want to stay on air. I want to hire more crew. I want to fight the New World Order. And instead, I mean, I'm doing stuff like selling my house, which is fine because I don't want that. I didn't trust banks years ago. I saw the market going up. I bought a bigger house knowing that if the Austin market was going to double in 3 years, which it more than did, I could take that as an investment and put it back into InfoWars, which we're doing. And we've got a lot of other stuff going on. You know, I haven't made $300 million like Mike Lindell. But we've made millions, and we've plowed almost all of it back into this operation. And that big house means nothing to me. In fact, it's actually a hassle. I'm glad to be selling it, getting rid of it. I did it as, you know, as an investment. I just want a small house with a nice big kitchen in the middle of the countryside and just to be away from people. But, you know, they're not going to let us do that, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to keep coming after us till we defeat them. And so I'm very excited about working with Mike Lindell. We're going to set up a marketplace with him. Because, you know, they're trying to take our platforms away, our banking away, everything. And we've been able to do it. But he's got platforms that he's got so big that we can get deals with him that we can't get with other people. And that's the thing. Coming up together under umbrellas and then reaching out and networking is how we're going to defeat this. Okay. Brian, Denise, Eva, Rose, and Alice, I'm going to get to all of you. If you're a new listener, just tuned in. We were taking calls from folks about their experience with the vaccine. So let's see who's been holding the longest, and that would be Brian in Arizona. Tell us what happened.
Brian, she's been trying with a phone number.
He may have me on hold and not know he's talking. Can you hear me, Brian?
Oh, I'm right here. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can't. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I just want to say love you, Alex. So my brother, he's 53 years old, about a week before Easter. His wife is a jabber for CVS or Albertsons or something like that. Yeah, so he got the J&J vaccine, and then I get a phone call. It was 1 week before Easter. I get a phone call 10 o'clock Easter night, and my brother pretty much died. They got him back. He had to get open-heart surgery. One of the valves, the fluid around his heart, one of the valves, was damaged. So when they opened him up to do the open-heart surgery, they saw all the blood clots on his lungs, so they did some procedure on his lungs. So now his lungs are damaged 58%. He's 100% oxygen dependent now for the rest of his life. He can't get an operation on his lungs because it's irreversible.
All right, Brian, stay there because your phone was breaking up at first. I want you to be able to start over and complete this testimony. This is powerful. This is exactly what the top scientists, Wolfgang Wudarg and Dr. Hedon and others warned would happen. Before it was released, it all happened now, and it's advisories now. They admit this can happen. They try to call it rare. Now they admit it's not rare. Think of the magnitude. They knew in the animal studies at the University of Texas with similar vaccines under Fauci and Bill Gates in 2012 this was going to happen. And I want to know if your brother, who took the J&J shot, does the exact same thing, causes an autoimmune response to the spike protein. I want to know if he's still for it. If he has children, if he's planning to kill them. I'm serious. A lot of these folks are under Stockholm. They're like, I'm dying. Give more people. Give more people. It's like a great delusion. So be right back. Don't hang up, Ryan.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Final segment. I'm going to host. Cheryl Salente is set to take over, but you're hearing Brian in Arizona. I want him to start over with, because he was talking fast, so he was excited to get on, and I was interrupting because his phone was breaking up some. Start over about somebody's working at a pharmacy. They're the ones giving the injections. Somebody takes a J&J. What happens? Start over, Brian, and tell folks what happened.
All right. So my brother's wife is a jabber for a pharmacy here in Arizona. So when my brother didn't want to get a double shot, but go back twice, so he said, she said, hey, I got a Johnson & Johnson. Come down here. So he gets a Johnson & Johnson shot about a week before Easter. So I get a phone call Easter night about 10 o'clock at night saying, hey, your brother's in the emergency room. He's going to have open heart surgery. He pretty much died for like 12 seconds. And so they go in. There was fluid around his heart, and the fluid filled up one of the valves. So they had to go inside and fix one of the valves in his heart. And when they opened him up, they noticed the blood clots were, like, attached to his lungs. So they fixed whatever they needed to fix with that, and then his lungs were damaged 52%. He only has 48% of lung capacity left. It's irreversible.
He's on 100% oxygen dependent now. And so.
Well, here's the thing. They call it rare, but I could open the phones up all day. And before this happened, again, top research scientists, Nobel Prize winners, others said this will cause blood clots in the lungs, the brain, and the heart, because they knew. I mean, again, Bill Gates and all them knew this. Why do you think they got such big balls? I mean, because a lot of people are going to come after them. I don't just mean with lawyers. I mean, they really did this. They really did this. People can go back a year and a half ago, folks, a year ago, 8 months ago before the shot started, and we had a guest on that told you exactly what would happen. You don't think Fauci and Bill Gates didn't know? And it turns out they did studies where the animals died of blood clots in their lungs, 100% of them. God, the evil. Sorry, go ahead.
Says, oh, you're crazy. So I send them all, everything that I see that you put out or anything.
Oh, I didn't mean to interrupt again. Wait. So you warned them and they still say you're crazy. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so now his eyes are a little bit open. Now he's not saying you're crazy. He's like, can you send me this? Can you send me that? His wife now shuts up when I'm around. Before, they were trying to defend it when I said, you guys are nuts. Get away from me because I don't want contact tracing from you. And then they were telling me how crazy I was. Well, now my brother wants information on what I find about blood clots on the lungs, about heart issues. So he's kind of opened his eyes a little bit.
Well, sir, I'm sorry this happened to your brother. How old's your brother?
He's 53. He's like my father figure. Our dad worked his ass up. Oh, sorry. His butt to the bone, and he died when he was 60 years old from an accident. And then so he was pretty much the one that raised me, showed me how to shoot a basketball and tackle football. So
sure, you love him. He's a good guy because he's a good guy, and his wife's a good guy, a good lady. He trusted the system because who thinks the medical system is going to try to kill you? Well, that's how the modern enemy is going to hit you. God bless you, Brian. That's how the modern globalists are going to hit you. They're going to hit you through a system that's covert that you trust. It's called silent weapons for quiet wars. Soft kill weapons. Up next. Let's go ahead and go to Denise, or is it Tom in New York, or Denise? Who's up next? Denise in Texas, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. We've listened to you for years.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk about my in-laws. I have never actually seen anybody brainwashed by a TV show, but they have been brainwashed by CNN. It's crazy. And they took the shot, the Moderna shot, in March. After they had the second shot, my husband went over to visit them. About a week and a half later, he came down with the COVID.
Then 100%. It's definitely shedding. That's 100%. My daughter was sick for 2 weeks from that stuff.
Yes, and my husband's father has had heart surgery, and they had to go back in here, I guess it's been about 3 or 4 months, and replace the plate that was in his chest. And when they did that, it won't heal. It keeps getting pus, and they have to drain it.
That's blood clots.
Yes, and they told him that it was something called proud skin because it's got skin that just keeps growing on the plate, not like healing, like your skin on top should be healing and closing up. This stuff keeps growing underneath.
Well, you know, I got a stack of articles where they say, don't worry when you take this new vaccine. It's going to make you have tumors, but they're not bad. And the doctors go, no, those are malignant. We got to remove them. I mean, think about how they're. I got a stack of ABC, CBS, NBC going, don't worry, you're going to get cancer, but it's not bad.
Cancer not be bad in any form. But his blood pressure was great before he got this shot. I mean, for somebody with, you know, a heart condition, it was running about 95 over 55. They kept it under control. Now they can't get it down from 190 over 100. After this shot, and he has to have heart doctor appointments every week, and he is pale as a ghost. I mean, you can just.
Well, let me ask you this, Denise. Has this woken him up?
No. They will literally, they get mad at us and basically want us to leave if we go to talking bad about that shot or anything about
it. Do you know which one he took?
I'm telling you, brainwashed.
Do you know which one he took?
Yeah, the Moderna.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And even his sister, she started having trouble breathing after taking that shot because they all went and took them together. I'm telling you, they are disciples of CNN. It's crazy.
And even if he has a heart problem and she can't breathe after she doesn't get it. You know, it's like a snake bites you and your leg swells up. You know the snake did it. Or a spider bites you. Or somebody punches you. You get a broken nose. You know the punch did it. What's wrong with these people that won't admit their decision was wrong? I mean, when I make a decision that's wrong, I admit it. Why don't they learn?
I don't know. You cannot talk to them. You can't reason with them. You can't show them statistics. Nothing.
It's because they got scared of the virus and they got locked down and they want to win. So that's what the globalists told me. They said, we're going to teach people. I was in this private meeting I'm not going to tell the whole story, but it was on a plane flying to New York and I was on first class and the guy explained to me for a couple of hours how it worked off record. He's one of the heads of one of the big banks. And he said, Alex, they're going to adapt to being slaves. We're going to give them ways to adapt to submit to us. You don't get it. We're going to win. And that's exactly what they did. You adapt to, I'm going to overcome this virus. I'm going to take this shot. But then it doesn't even protect you. And then they go, you need another one. But they never admit they got conned.
I know. It's crazy.
Denise, God bless
you.
Sorry, go ahead.
Away in hell, we're taking that shot. And they're not giving it to my kid either. I mean...
Beautiful. Denise, we love you. We're going to jump to the next person. I can talk to these callers all day. They're amazing. Up next would be Eva and then Alice. Eva, thanks for holding in Texas. Go ahead.
Yeah, real quick, Alex. This is Clown Car NYC. Eva came to me through InfoWarriors, through being an InfoWarrior. So, Eva, tell your story to Alex, please. Dad.
Okay, I'm not sure what you just said, but okay, you put Eva on the line. Go ahead, Eva.
I hear Alex. Can you hear me, Alex?
I can't. Go ahead, Eva.
I'm going to tell you about three people. One, my brother, back in March, he took his vaccine. I don't know which one. He immediately needed to get sent to the hospital. He fought for his life for a week. I could hear the medical staff briefing each other, talking to each other about how his body was attacking itself. In the end, they told us that he died of COVID. Are you still there?
Absolutely. That's what they do. They give you the shot, then they say COVID killed you. Yeah.
Okay, his daughter took the vaccine. She went into violent convulsions. I don't know if anything else has happened to her. My mom had already taken both shots prior to my brother taking his. She saw her son, my brother, dying. She's obviously she's got a good doctor who might be a little bit awake. He sent her to nuclear medicine, and they found out that she's got the crystal prions growing on her heart, her lungs, her liver and her spleen. She's already had heart procedures. She just had one on Wednesday. I just took her to the hospital last night. She's there right now, dying of the vaccine. But even though she's seen her son die, she still has Stockholm Syndrome, and I'm still crazy for even mentioning
it. Don't hang up. I want you to recap this. My God. Then we'll go to Alice and Tom. And then Gerald Celente's taking over. Wow. Wow. This is real, folks.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.